Raimi.
Hi, Taylor.
Welcome to
Much Ado About Some Shit,
where every week Raimi tries to talk me into watching garbage television by walking
Absolute
me through
garbage.
Some kind of amount of a show.
An amount of reality
some
TV shows.
Some bit of something.
Yes.
Yes. What are we doing, Raimi?
Haha.
Season 2, baby.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We're back. So we're going to do season 11 of Vanderpump Rules.
Oh, God damn it.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So what do you remember about forever ago when we covered season 10?
I repressed so much. Scam Duvall.
Scam Duvall.
Mm-hmm. And that's all?
Yeah, that's fair.
That's it. That's all I remember.
So season 11 mm-hmm. jumps right into 3 months after everything breaks.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
So he was with Ariana?
Correct.
Hey, I'm looking at the names.
Yes.
I remember no one.
No.
Except Lisa Vanderpump.
Fair enough.
Because this show,
is named after her.
Yes,
yeah.
All right. And then Sheener.
Sheener.
Schwartz. Who was he married to?
Schwartz was married to Katie.
And then Katie's not here anymore. Oh, no, she's on the other
Katie's
side
here.
Of the,
so
of the cast
season,
photo.
At the beginning of season 10, Katie and Schwartz got divorced.
That I remember, too.
Okay.
And now they're standing on opposite sides of the room.
Yes, they are. How divorced couples do.
Yes. Tinky Winky's still here.
Tinky Winky, yes.
Yes.
La la.
La, whatever. James is a British asshole.
Correct.
And that's everyone.
Mm-hmm. Those are the main players we're going to be talking
okay.
about today.
Who is the cute guy we liked until he cut all his hair?
Oh, Peter.
Peter.
Peter is living his best life. Peter did an AMA on Reddit recently.
All right.
One of his films made its debut in the last couple months.
Aww.
And he's just
good for him.
Living his life in LA.
Go, Peter.
So, yeah.
I love that for him.
I'm happy for Peter.
Yeah.
So, it's 3 months after everything broke.
Mm.
What we are up to now, do you remember James's last girlfriend?
No, I just remember his shit.
Okay, yeah. So, James was with Raquel, who was
oh,
the other part
yeah.
of Scandoval.
Right.
Who,
and she's not in the picture.
Correct.
Literally.
Also, I'm going to address this now. So, I know Raquel wants to go by Rachel. Sorry, I don't respect you anymore. So, you're going to be Raquel. And that's
trying
what they
rebrand.
Refer to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rachel is her real name. Her real name is not Raquel.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, I don't respect Tom either, but.
No, God, no.
Unfortunately,
I never
he's
respected
here.
Him.
Maybe, should I just refer to him as the worm?
I'm fine with this.
Perfect. Okay. Okay, that's kind of how James was related to all of that. But James was with Allie last year.
Okay.
We don't have a picture of her, but we're not going to talk about her a lot.
All right.
So, we start the season.
Mm.
James has bought a house, and Allie lives with him in the house.
Must be nice.
Right? I know. Affordable real estate? I don't know
it's
her.
It's not.
No.
They just are rich because capitalism.
They're rich because of this show.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Capitalism.
Exactly. This show glamorizing capitalism.
Uh-huh. Most things glamorize capitalism. How do you want any, throw out some thoughts on how Ariana and Tom are doing?
I'm sure they're in a really good place.
Uh-huh. Do you have any guesses on their living situation? Because they were in a house, they bought a house
right.
together.
Right, I remember because they didn't have
any
furniture. Because they couldn't be asked to get a couple goddamn chairs while they waited for all their custom stuff.
Yes.
I still judge them for that.
I
be
suppose.
A good host, damn it.
I suppose.
I hope he's not in the house anymore.
Too bad.
Damn it.
They are living in the house together still.
Look. The housing market's really tough right now.
Yeah. It's garbage.
Garbage everywhere. Mm-hmm. Nobody can live anywhere. And then you end up stuck with your cheaty face.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Huh. That's how that works.
Yep. All right.
So they are no contact.
That's hard to do in the same goddamn mm-hmm. thing. What a stressful situation. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine coming home to the place that should be your safe place and having someone you can't even talk to, even want to talk to in there?
I have done that. Yeah. And it sucks.
Me too. And it's awful.
I don't have money to pay an assistant to talk to that person for me like Tom does.
What?
Yes. Tom's assistant, Anne. I'll get a nice, lovely picture of her because she deserves the world for dealing with Tom. Sorry, yes. The worm.
There's nothing wrong with her.
No.
Get that coin, girl.
Take all of the money you can from him.
Misinterpret please. Him. So more chaos.
Yes. Yeah, no, they talk via Tom's assistant.
Holy shit. Okay.
Yep. Tom is wanting to buy Ariana out of the house. Mm-hmm. She is very against this. She's mm-hmm. like, it is not fair that you buy this house and then I have to move.
Yeah.
Especially when he's the one who broke the home.
Right, yeah. So, he's the problem. He doesn't get the house.
Correct. So Ariana is seeing a guy named Dan.
Okay.
Yep. He lives in New York, so they do long distance.
Dan and Tom. Which,
what?
Dan and Tom. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yep. Three letters. That's all we get.
No more.
No. Brock is pushing it. Speaking of Brock, Sheena is mad at Tom. Sandoval, the worm, because the worm blocked all of Sheena's social media accounts, including her daughter, Summer Moon.
So he's not following them?
Correct.
And that's a problem?
Correct.
That he's not following her child, who is how old?
She's like one or two at this point.
All right.
Anyway, Lala is in an apartment. I don't know if you remember, she's still in a custody battle for her daughter, Ocean.
Oh, did not remember she had a child.
Yes.
All right.
Sheena and Lala had kids.
That's right.
Baby girls right around the same time.
That's right. Okay. All right.
Yeah. So Lala is in this apartment complex. Her mother has moved into this apartment complex, and so has her brother.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. So neighbors.
Yep. Little wild to me.
I guess that becomes free childcare, is what mm-hmm. that is. I wouldn't understand it as much if she didn't have a kid, but she has a kid.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
Yeah, I get it.
So yeah, she's still in this custody battle for Ocean and is not trusting of like anybody right now.
Yeah.
Do you remember the new business deal that Schwartz went in on with the worm last season?
I remember there was one. Mm-hmm. And I didn't think they could do
fair. It's been open for...
It's been.
It was open for, like, I don't know, 2-3 months before the scandal broke. Mm. And poor Schwartz is having to deal with the decline of Schwartz and Sandy's.
Yeah, he's never been the brains of the operation.
Oh, no, never.
So suddenly having to bear that load.
Yeah.
That sucks, my guy. Because
especially with his business partner, their business partner, they literally told the worm, like, you can't be here. Mm-hmm. Like, stay away.
Yeah, you're ruining everything.
People were bombing their, like, Yelp and Google with bad reviews.
Yep. Yep, people do that. Mm-hmm. They sure do.
Yep.
Everybody likes a pylon.
Uh-huh.
Toxic.
Don't do that. Schwartz is also feeling very resentful towards the worm about all of this. So that's fun.
Yeah.
James is a DJ.
Right.
Yes. He is DJing at Tom Tom one night.
Yeah. DJ Jimmy Jams.
We have never called him that, but I love it.
That's what Jim he's Jams. Called now. DJ Jimmy Jams. At Tom Tom's.
Jim Jams is what my family calls pajamas.
Exactly.
Okay. So, at Tom Tom mm-hmm. while James is playing, Schwartz calls Ariana an ice queen because she ignores him.
So Ariana's ignoring Schwartz? Mm-hmm. And, I mean, so?
Schwartz is upset about it.
Okay.
Because, well, I'm not entirely sure why he's upset about it. Because Ariana made it very, like, told him to his face, hey, I'm not going to have any contact with this person. Any person who is friends with this person is no longer a friend of mine.
Yeah.
Which, fair, in my opinion.
Yeah.
When it's this, that, like, they were together for 10 years.
Yeah. And when it's that, like, there's no doubt that he did it, mm-hmm. you know? Because well, I do know
Schwartz was
some...
an accomplice.
Yeah.
Schwartz nope. covered for the worm. Yeah.
Nope.
When they were banging uh-huh. in his apartment.
Yep. Because I know somebody who's dealing with, like, a he said, she said, but mm-hmm. it really seems like what she's saying ain't how it be. Mm-hmm. And so that person being like, I'm not going to be friends with anybody who's still friends with him is a little like, feel like we dodged something. But, yes. you know,
yeah.
in this case, yeah, I get it.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's why Schwartz is upset with Ariana.
Okay. Well,
uh-huh. Yep. Men's tear is delicious.
Yum, yum.
Lala is upset because I don't know if you recall a couple seasons ago, everyone was calling her a home-wrecking whore.
Yes.
For being with a married man.
Yes.
She vehemently denied those claims. Mm. It has since been, you know, found out that those claims were true. He was still married. He was lying to Lala about his marital situation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And was, like, probably paying other people off to keep that lie going.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Cool.
And Lala is upset because the claims are true against her. Because she was.
Yeah. But, I mean, if she didn't know.
Yeah, like.
Then that's different.
Exactly.
You know?
No.
Yeah.
Like, I do have empathy for Lala in this situation.
In this situation, it's like, hey, she was lied to. Mm-hmm. She took a person.
She was very, very manipulated.
Yeah, yeah. And that's, being manipulated isn't your fault.
Exactly.
She was fond of this person and believed them. Mm-hmm. That's what you do with people you care about and trust. Mm-hmm. And if they use that to.
Poorly and against
screw
you.
Screw you over, well, it's not your fault.
Exactly. So because of all of this, Lala feels sorry for Raquel. Because now Raquel is being called a home-wrecking whore.
Well, I guess I get, like, hey, I know how that feels, and I feel bad for them.
However.
But misplaced empathy, perhaps. But it is hard when it's people who are actually in your life. It's easy for us to sit in our glass houses and throw rocks.
Lala was not best friends with Randall's ex.
Yeah.
Raquel was best friends with Ariana.
No, I know. It's not good.
Yeah.
It's not good. I'd call it misplaced empathy, but it is harder. It's just harder when it's somebody you know.
Mm-hmm. You
know? Even though you know, like, this is wrong, it still can be like, but I know this person, and I've known them forever, and da-da-da,
right,
or whatever. Yeah. You know, it's hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We get a moment between Sheena and Katie, and they basically apologize to each other about what was said last season before the scandal broke.
Okay.
Because they were very, well, because Sheena was, like, rallying for Raquel a lot.
Yeah.
And Katie was very much against Raquel for the things that James had done in the past. Which I get.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they apologize to each other, and they have a common enemy in the worm now.
Yeah.
And they came together for Ariana. So, yeah.
Fuck that worm.
Because Sheena is one of Ariana's best friends, and Katie is going to be a business owner with Ariana.
Right. I forgot about that. Mm-hmm,
the sandwich shop.
Right.
Do you remember the name?
It's something unique.
You've already said one of the words. That's in it.
Something?
Uh-huh.
I got nothing.
About her. Yeah.
The rom-com sandwich shop. Look, Ariana, you're setting yourself up for the perfect meet cute, okay?
Yes, that's true.
You dumped the shit old boyfriend. I mean, now you run your cute little sandwich shop with the meet cute name, and you have a meet cute, and you have a rom-com, and you're fine.
I mean,
ask Hallmark.
She's already seen Dan.
I forgot about that immediately.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
We don't see a ton of him yet so far.
Okay.
He was all over her Instagram for a minute. It was fantastic.
Okay. Well, revenge Instagram. It's a thing.
Yeah, that's true. Lala tells Ariana that she reached out to Raquel. I should also mention, during this portion of filming,
mm-hmm.
Raquel signed herself into like a rehab facility, and it was supposed to be 30 days,
mm-hmm.
and then she extended it to 60, and then she extended it to 80. And she's on her second extension, I think, okay. at this point.
Look, if she was struggling with substance abuse while she was doing Tom, was she?
We don't really have evidence okay. of if she was or not.
Okay.
She wasn't really much of a drinker, I don't think.
It doesn't have to be drinking.
Yeah.
I mean, there's plenty of fashion drugs that they can do.
We all know that Vanderpump Rules runs on coke.
Oh, yep. So, you know, maybe the cocaine told her it was a good idea to bang Tom. And now the entire world.
I mean, Tom also told Raquel it was a good idea to bang Tom.
This is true. But, I mean, okay. So you make a real bad decision
mm-hmm.
on a substance that you're abusing.
Yep.
And a victim of. And then that decision goes nationwide. And
that would suck.
Everyone so in your life condemns and cuts you out.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're struggling with recovering from the thing that potentially caused you to make that bad decision in the first place,
mm-hmm.
so much that you keep having to extend rehab, partially because you don't have any support. Look, she made real bad decisions.
Really bad.
And she hurt other people.
Mm-hmm.
I understand reaching out to her
mm-hmm.
because that sucks.
Yeah.
It all sucks. It's bad and it sucks.
It's all garbage.
It's all bad. Don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs. Holy
Stay
shit.
Stay in school. If you're in high school.
And don't listen to what cocaine tells you you can do, because you can't do it. You can't.
Yeah, so.
Make good choices.
Lala tells Ariana that she reached out to Raquel, and Ariana is upset because if Lala was in her position, she would have gone scorched earth.
Oh, absolutely. No, I'm not saying Lala's not a hypocrite.
Yeah.
But I understand why she did it,
absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, I get why she did it.
Empathy
but also, yeah.
exists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It makes you do things.
And we, you know, earlier in the episode, she talked about having empathy for Raquel because she was the other
right.
woman and vilified as such.
Yeah.
She was the other woman and yep. so was Lala.
Yep. Yeah.
Difference is Lala didn't know it
yeah.
as much.
It's, yeah. We already talked about the...
Yep.
Misplaced empathy is what I called it at the time, but if knowing more about like the rehab and things,
mm-hmm.
it seems less misplaced now.
Yes, yeah. So poor Anne.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Anne.
Poor Anne, the assistant.
The worm's assistant, yes.
Oh, assistant Anne, we salute you.
Yes. Anne has to be a ping pong ball
oh.
for Tom and Ariana, basically. Tom wants to have a birthday party
mm-hmm.
because it's his birthday. I don't know how fucking old he is. He also, at this point, just got back from New Zealand
mm-hmm.
to film Special Forces, where it's like boot camp for celebrities. And it's basically like they, I don't know if it's Marines or Army or what, but they put them through some sort of training.
Huh.
And it's a competition show of some sort. JoJo Siwa was on it. And JoJo Siwa had to pick the worm up and carry him back to base. Ah. Yeah. You know you fucked up when JoJo Siwa can carry you.
I mean,
I don't
she's
think she
carried
can carry
a lot
me.
Of things.
That's true.
Shows, careers.
Yeah.
Worms.
Yeah. She's well versed in carrying.
Yeah.
We love to see it. Anyway. So Tom wants to have a birthday party, and mm-hmm. Ariana is like, no, mm-hmm. not at all. So then Tom is like, well, what if people are out by, like, a certain time? I'll buy her a hotel room. Tom, the worm, offers to get Ariana a hotel room so that he can have a birthday party. Basically, she's like, yeah, no. No hotel. You. I'm staying in my own house.
Fuck you. Get out of my house.
Yeah. She does agree to, okay, as long as everybody is out of the house at a certain time.
That's not going to happen. Call the police.
Probably not. Well, and she does threaten to do so. She's like, if people are here, mm-hmm. I'm going to call the cops.
Yep.
And Lala tries to get Ariana to compromise with the worm and be like, well, what's so such a big deal about going to a hotel room?
Tinky Winky?
It's my fucking house.
Nose? Out the business.
Yeah.
I understand you reaching out to what's her bucket. But this.
Yep, that's a bucket.
This is Nanya.
No.
This is Nanya. Remove thyself.
Yes. But Ariana does eventually compromise and is like, everybody better be out of my house. If they're not, I'm calling the cops. Mm. We get some of Schwartz talking to Lisa about the worm.
Okay.
And Schwartz finally tells the worm that he's frustrated with him. He's like, you went on tour with your band, then you left to film this thing, you abandoned the restaurant. And Sandoval is like, well, you guys told me I couldn't be part of the restaurant. And Schwartz is like, but that doesn't mean you can't be like, hey, maybe let's try this. Hey, why don't you do that? Let's try this thing. Like,
involved.
Yeah. Be involved in the business you created.
I will say, big, big moment for backboneless Schwartz.
Seriously.
It took him Pussy years. Pussy-wussy
Schwartz, as took him... Lisa would call him.
Ah, Lisa. Took him years to grow a single vertebrae.
Mm-hmm.
But he did it.
Mm-hmm.
It's yeah. a little one.
Uh-huh.
It might slip right out.
Yeah.
But it, he did
right
it.
Fall right out of his asshole.
Yeah, pretty much. But he did it.
Yeah, he did. He finally did it. And the worm says sorry, but they don't look at each other at all when the apology happens.
Bros don't
happens.
Look at each other during no. a sincere moment.
It's so weird because they're just like...
Cue Ken putting on two pairs of sunglasses.
Schwartz is, like, looking around and, like, just, like, not looking
I
at
can,
Sandoval.
I
and
can
Sandoval is
picture
like,
it. Because I see teenage boys do that all the time.
Yeah. It's weird. It's weird and
look
gross.
At your homies, bros.
It's not gay to look at your homies.
Two girls sitting in a hot tub 5 feet apart because they're not gay.
Sandoval, the worm, then asks Schwartz if Schwartz is on his side. And Schwartz is like, I'm going to do what's best for me.
Schwartz is on Schwartz's side.
Yes.
Always has been.
Always.
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 Hence not, the lack of backbone.
Mm-hmm. And divorce.
And divorce.
Because he was not on his wife's side.
No. It's on Schwartz's side.
Yeah. It's... So
yeah,
weird.
Well, that's
and so
not
gross.
A surprising answer at all.
Yeah. That's the first two episodes of season 11. I guess small points to jump on here. Sheena was diagnosed with OCD.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Like shortly before the whole scandal broke.
Okay.
At this point, she's been on Zoloft for like 5 months.
There you go.
And like is doing a lot better. She has a lot of anxiety around leaving her daughter with like a nanny,
sure.
like with strangers. Like
yeah.
she only lets her mother watch her.
Yeah. I mean, well, yeah. OCD.
Your first child too.
Absolutely. It's hard with your first kid. And I mean, any kid.
Yeah.
And OCD presents and manifests in people in very different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And it can go undiagnosed and problematic for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So good for her.
I mean, OCD is characterized as like, you know, you have to have everything perfect a
well,
lot of the time.
Not necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
It's obsessive compulsive disorder.
Right.
Which it most visibly manifests in people having like that visual, just having everything exactly right.
Right.
But it manifests in a lot of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
What you obsess and are compulsive over can vary drastically and isn't always visible.
Right, yeah. Yeah, no, I think
Dr. Taylor is in.
I think that was a really good point because what I was going to say was like OCD is generally characterized as like a, you know, people will organize and be like, I'm so OCD.
Oh, yeah,
and
no.
Then, but then it'll go the other way and be like, OCD is I have to turn the light off 7 times or my family will die.
Yeah.
So, like, it mm-hmm. is kind of cool to see someone who isn't right. either of that
yeah.
diagnosed.
Do you ever watch John and Hank Green on YouTube?
Not often.
The Vlogbrothers?
That's okay. I know them.
Yeah. John Green did a video once, probably a couple years ago now. He has a form of OCD.
Mm, okay.
And he talked about, and if I'm remembering in this incorrectly, I apologize. It's been a while. This is, so grain of salt, go look up the video. Uh-huh. But this is what I remember.
Let us know we're wrong, respectfully.
We're all just doing our best here. From what I recall, one of the things he gets is like a sanitation fixation. Mm-hmm. Where he'll have, like, an intrusive thought, what if someone bled on my food?
Mm.
And it's like, there's no, you know...
You can't.
There's no rhyme or reason to it, and mm-hmm. he understands that that's a wild thought, but he still is subject to it, mm-hmm. you know?
He's that's
still,
an intrusive thought.
Yeah, welcome to intrusive thoughts.
Yay.
But it's, like, something he has to grapple with mm-hmm. and overcome and... doesn't always win, because yeah. that's how it be.
Uh-huh.
But that's something in OCD, too. That's mm-hmm. another, like, middle ground of just, like, what if somebody bled in my food?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's really the only other thing that, like, happens in the first 2 episodes of season 11.
Okay.
So.
Lisa up to anything?
Lisa is basically just counseling each of these fucking people.
Oh, my God.
It's so upsetting.
Can you imagine being a boss... and hiring people to, like, run your shit, and then you just have to be their therapist every day.
If it's business-related,
sure,
that's what you signed up for.
Right. I mean, there's a certain amount of counseling you have to do for employees, yeah. but...
Lisa did not sign up to not tell her employees to not fuck in another person's restaurant. Lisa did not sign up to... counsel Tom through the worm through trying to get his friend group back. You know, Lisa did not sign up to counsel Lala through her divorce.
Then again, the reality show that we're mm-hmm. talking about is called Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah.
So she kind of did, actually.
In a way, yeah.
Actually, she needs all these people to be as dramatic and ridiculous as possible.
True.
So that people keep watching this goddamn show.
Yes, yeah. First of all, before season 10, there were rumors about canceling.
Mm.
Scandoval happened, and obviously they were going to keep going.
Well, yeah, they got a refresh.
Right.
It's like when Days of Our Lives was going to cancel, and then years ago. My mom was still alive and watching Days of Our Lives because uh-huh. that was her poison of choice.
Yes.
It was like, oh, this is the last season. Oh, these are the last episodes. Mm-hmm. Just kidding. I think it's still going.
LOL.
It's been like a decade.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
It's been on
the And that's
for
a decade
time.
Past the several decades it's already been running.
Oof.
Oof.
Yeah.
Jensen Ackles was on it.
That makes sense.
Supernatural fun fact. Jensen Ackles. So anybody who hasn't watched Supernatural, that's my vice of choice. Well, not as much anymore, but it was a lot when I was
in
college. And
yeah.
/ a teenager.
Uh-huh.
But Jared Padalecki's really pretty, okay?
He is very pretty.
I'm gay, but I'm not that gay.
Jensen is also very pretty.
He's also very pretty, but yes. less my type.
That's fair.
Jensen Ackles played the brother of Sam... on Days of Our Lives.
Oh.
Meanwhile, Jared Padalecki was playing Dean on Gilmore Girls.
Mm-hmm.
Then they go on to play Sam and Dean brothers in Supernatural. It's a conspiracy.
They're only destined to play a Sam or a Dean. That's all they can do. What's Jared Padalecki's name in Walker, Texas Ranger?
Probably Walker. Anyway, all right, so we've gotten off track. It was my fault, but we still have.
Oh, so. Yeah. Lisa is basically counseling all of these people. One thing that Lisa does in these 2 episodes
mm-hmm.
is, I don't know if you remember this, James and Raquel got a dog a couple years ago.
Oh, my God, they did.
Yep. And in the breakup, Raquel got the dog. In these 2 episodes, Lisa asks James, like, hey, like, have you seen Graham? Like, what's up? And James is like, I have no idea. I think he's in Arizona with Raquel's family, but I don't know.
God damn. Don't disappear people's dogs. Fuck.
No.
Those are not words I should ever have to say.
No.
Fuck.
No. So.
All right. Well, God damn.
That's where we are with episode 1 and 2 of season 11 of Vanderpump Rules.
I did not.
How do you feel? Wow.
I missed you. You didn't miss this. And I missed talking.
Yeah.
Did I miss Vanderpump Rules? No.
Wow.
But I'm still happy to be here.
Well, what do you want to do next? Do you want to do...
I want to do the thing I saw a commercial for.
Deal or No
for.
Deal Island?
Yeah, it's like the briefcase show when Survivor had a baby.
Okay, that just premiered last night at the time of recording.
Oh, giving away our recording times. God damn.
Sorry.
Secrets.
I have started my research for Love is Blind Season 6. Hmm? But I'm also thinking about doing this fun little show called Couple to Thruple.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you have to do that. It sounds like something I'm going to hate. Let's do it.
Such garbage. You will hate it.
I'm going to be so upset.
You'll be so upset. So.
Am I a masochist?
Listen. Maybe.
Well, damn.
Okay.
Okay. I guess that's more Vanderpump.
Yes.
Thank you for walking us through this shit show.
You're welcome.
We appreciate it.
Thank you for letting me walk you through this shit show.
All right. Well, thanks so much for tuning in, guys. And a special thanks to our patrons,
Emma, Florence, and Meg.
Thanks so much, guys. We appreciate you. Uh-huh. We appreciate everyone for listening.
Uh-huh.
And we'll see you all next week.
Yes.
Bye.